Welcome to the Back Pages. I'm Chris Mabee, and today I'll start with what's on TV tonight, Friday, July 5th. 8 o'clock is a new episode of their game show Lingo. 9 o'clock, a repeat of SWAT. 10 o'clock, repeat of Blue Bloods. ABC at 8 is a special. It's one-on-one with President Biden. And then 9 o'clock is a repeat of 2020. NBC, 8 and 8:30, two repeats of Night Court. 9 o'clock is a repeat of Dateline NBC. Fox 61 at 8 is WWE Friday Night SmackDown Live. 10 o'clock is their Fox 61 news at 10. PBS at 8 is a repeat of Midsummer Murders. And then at 10 is 10 and 10:30 are two new episodes of Roots of Comedy. CW at 8 is a new The Big Bakeover. 9 o'clock is a new Totally Funny Animals. 9:30, Totally Funny Kids, that's new. And then 10 and 10:30 are two repeats of Friends. A&E, 8, 9, and 10 are all repeats of the first 48. American Movie Classics, 7, 8, and 9 are three repeat episodes of Snowpiercer. Then at 10:15 is the movie The Day After Tomorrow, 2004 action movie, Jake Gyllenhaal, Dennis Quaid. Animal Planet, 8, 9, and 10, three repeats of Insane Pools. Discovery Channel at 8 is a new Gold Rush Parker's Trail. 9 o'clock is a new Hoffman Family Gold. And 10 o'clock is a new Naked and Afraid. Freeform has a marathon of repeats of Family Guy. FX at 7 is the movie Fast and Furious from 2013, action movie starring Paul Walker, Dwayne Johnson, Vin Diesel. 10 o'clock is The Fate of the Furious from 2017, action movie, Dwayne Johnson, Charlize Theron, Vin Diesel. The Hallmark Channel at 7 is Christmas at Castle Hart. 2021 Romance, Stuart Townsend, Lacey Chabert. 9 o'clock, Falling Like Snowflakes, 2024 Romance, Marcus Rosner, Rebecca Dalton. 7 o'clock on Hallmark Movies and Mysteries is Family History Mysteries. This one's called Buried Past, and it's from 2023. And the stars are Niall Matzer and Janelle Parrish. 9 o'clock is a Garage Sale Mysteries. This one's called The Pandora's Box Murders from 2018, starring Lori Loughlin. History Channel at 8 is a repeat of Ancient Aliens. 9 o'clock is a new Ancient Aliens. And then 10 o'clock is a new The Proof is Out There. Sci-Fi 7:45 is the movie Piranha 3DD. It's from 2012. It's a horror movie starring Matt Bush, Danielle Panabaker. 9:20 is the movie Jaws, 1975, starring Robert Shaw, Richard Dreyfuss, Roy Scheider. Turner Classic Movies, 5:45. The movie is called The Women from 1939. It's a comedy starring Joan Crawford. 8 o'clock, New York, New York, 1977 musical, Liza Minnelli, Robert De Niro. 11 o'clock, Looking for Mr. Goodbar, 1977 thriller, Richard Gere, Tom Berenger, Diane Keaton. And the late night talk shows, they're all repeats. ABC 11:35, Jimmy Kimmel Live. This is a repeat from June 20th. He has Zac Efron, Representative Jasmine Crockett, and Gracie Abrams. NBC 11:34, Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon. This is a repeat from June 3rd. He has Jessica Alba, Marlon Wayans, and a performance from Broadway's The Outsiders. And NBC 12:37, Late Night with Seth Meyers, repeat from June 17th. He has Io Edebiri, Luke Wilson, Michael Markaggi, and Mario Duplantier. CBS 11:30, Late Show with Stephen Colbert, repeat from May 21st. He has Billie Eilish. CBS at 12:37, After Midnight with Taylor Tomlinson, repeat from April 17th. She has Utkarsh Ambudkar, Patty Guggenheim and Betsy Sodaro. HBO 10 o'clock, Real Time with Bill Maher, repeat from June 28th. He has Ray Kurzweil, Chris Matthews, Tulsi Gabbard. And I'll move on to Ask Eric. And let's see, first letter. Dear Eric, many decades ago, my brother and his girlfriend had a baby. They split soon after the child's birth and had no contact afterward. He asked me not to say anything about it to anyone, and to this day I have not. I'm the only person in my family to have had DNA testing, and an immediate family connection appeared, my brother's child, now a successful adult living about an hour from him. I've not reached out to contact this person, and they have not contacted me, but I'm consumed with a desire to say something privately to my brother, even if it's just, after my DNA testing, I was connected with someone from your past. Would you like to know more? It troubles me that I might go to my grave with this information about my children's cousin they never had, and it sometimes keeps me up at night. Should I just keep my mouth shut for my remaining years, hoping my children don't do their own DNA testing after I'm gone with no way to learn who this relative is? Signed, Secret Aunt. Dear Aunt, put down the cotton swab and step away from the genetic testing site. This situation has all the trappings of a juicy beach read, but as any juicy beach reader knows, things get messy before they get resolved. You don't need to be the mess maker. You don't have much more information than your brother has. He's aware he has a child somewhere, and he made the choice to cut off contact from the child's mother. He also has access to DNA testing sites if he wants. If the child had reached out to you, that would be a different story. But at the present, the parties involved are fine with the status quo. As to your children's questions, should they discover a relative through genetic testing, they may reach out on their own. If their cousin responds, he can fill in the gaps in the story just as well as you can, with the added perspective of what it was like for him to grow up a secret. And the next letter, Dear Eric, my husband is not a cook and really has no connection to food other than he enjoys eating it. For the past couple of years on Thanksgiving, he has volunteered to carve the turkey. I truly appreciate the offer of assistance at a very hectic time, trying to get a sundry of different dishes on the table at the same time, and love that he wants to be a part of the meal prep. My problem is he doesn't carve the turkey, he butchers it, leaving uneven cuts, torn pieces, and a pile of unappealing shreds. I always provide a sharp knife, so I know that is not the problem. On top of this, it takes him a long time, and the meat is served cold. I have offered to stand by his side as he slices and to remove the cut pieces to the serving platter immediately while keeping them covered with aluminum foil, but he's afraid he'll cut me and doesn't want my fingers in the way. Last year, I showed him a short video online from America's Test Kitchen on how to carve a turkey, and unfortunately, it did not render improved results. I realize Thanksgiving is many months away, but I've been stewing over how to approach the fact that his help is more of a hindrance. Any advice on how to coach him to an improved performance, or should I simply be thankful he's offered and enjoy the shreds? Signed, Holiday Helpmate. Dear Helpmate, a volunteer is often only as helpful as their training. Enthusiasm is great, but it only takes you so far. Since you've offered guidance that hasn't stuck, kind directness is on the menu this year. A few options. You can tell him, as you've told me, that the way he's cutting the turkey doesn't serve your meal, and offer to roast a chicken sometime before Thanksgiving for him to practice on. But that also creates more work for you. Instead, try redirection. If he truly wants to be helpful, maybe another task will suit him better and actually help you out. He may be stuck in a traditional mindset that dictates the man of the house carves the turkey and does the dishes, at least as far as some traditions I've observed dictate. You're both free to create your own tradition going forward, however. Do you need a helpful sous chef to chop the mirepoix or peel potatoes? Say, I love you. I love that you want to be helpful. I've thought of a way that you can better help me and our guests. Do you want to try it out? In the kitchen, many hands make light work if these hands are working toward the same goal. And I'll move on to the horoscopes. And the first one, Aries, March 21st, April 19th. You can manifest something that lasts, but you can't do everything at once. Be aware of your potential to spread yourself too thin, attempting to keep up with everything. Without giving much of yourself to any one project, it's important to recognize where your energy is going. Taurus, April 20th to May 20th. Your passions are coming to the forefront. You might have felt like you had to set aside past dreams in order to achieve some responsibilities. Thankfully, once you get more time to yourself, you can take those dusty dreams off the shelf for the attention they deserve soon. Gemini, May 21st, June 20th. The progress you're making might remain underground. Positive steps you're taking won't always be obvious, which can be frustrating when you want to analyze the results of your work. Even if your finish line is pretty subtle, the effort you've put in will shine. Cancer, June 21st, July 22nd. You need space to grow at this moment in life. You might be invited to learn through a book, class, or mentorship, and there may even be opportunities to travel to places you've always wanted to see. This growth period could feel awkward at first, but becoming your best self will be worth it. Leo, July 23rd, August 22nd. Making decisions with the future in mind is easier in theory than in practice. You may not feel totally sure about what you want from this time in your life, especially if your intuition is pulling you in opposing directions. Rather than giving up, be intentional about your choices. Virgo, August 23rd, September 22nd. The great unknown is calling your name. You might be worried that you're not prepared enough to take the next step, but what you're not able to do yourself, you can probably do with a little support from people around you. Reach out. You never know who might reach back. Libra, September 23rd, October 22nd. Your direction might feel more solid than it has in a while. An uncertain chapter in your life may be coming to a close, opening up a chapter where you're magnetized toward the object of your attention. Go to what's calling you. Don't run away from it. Now is the time to trust. Scorpio, October 23rd, November 21st. Your support is needed right now. You might have a loved one who hasn't yet quite reached the heights you know they can. Take up the cause of being there to offer them a helping hand whenever they reach out for it. The encouragement you show now should return to you someday soon. Sagittarius, November 22nd, December 21st. While the road to the success looks daunting, the easy road would have its own pitfalls. You may have even taken the simple path in the past and realized that it just didn't take you where you needed to go. Buckle down and find the grit that you need to work past the hardest parts. Capricorn, December 22nd, January 19th. You deserve to be heard. You might often act as the responsible mom friend who sacrifices so others can run wild, but it's your time to have some fun of your own. This chapter of your life is full of exhilarating potential for you to be fruitful and full of creativity. Let loose. Aquarius, January 20th, February 18th. Your heart is driving you through the door. You might usually lead with your head, trusting in the combination of logic and experience to get you where you're trying to go. But your heart is calling out with painful clarity. Seize this moment to trust what feels right. Well, it's time for our break, and I'll finish the horoscopes after this message.
If you're like most shoppers, you consult the Nutrition Facts panel on food packages before you buy them. To make it easier for you to use this information when making food choices, the U.S. Food and Drug Administration has developed a new Nutrition Facts label. One change is an increased print size for calories, for serving size, and servings per package/container. Another is changing sugars to total sugars. After all, healthful foods can contain sugar. This new designation, however, can help consumers understand the amount of sugar in the product from any source. The new label also lists added sugars. This can mean regular sugar, syrup, honey, and sugars from concentrated fruit or vegetable juices. Not included are sugar alcohols or polyols, which provide sweet taste, though they are not sugars. They're carbohydrates that can be a lower-calorie alternative to sugar, explain the experts at the Calorie Control Council, a nonprofit association that seeks to provide objective, science-based communications about low-calorie foods and beverages.
Welcome back to the back pages. I'll finish the horoscopes. Pisces, February 19th to March 20th. You can be the authority figure you need. At times, you might feel like you're waiting for someone to tell you what to do with your life, potentially by looking to see what your parents or grandparents did when they were your age. You are meant to step into your power and follow your soul's direction. And two of the things in the column today in history. In 1946, the modern bikini designed by Frenchman Louis Reard was first modeled in Paris. And in 1994, Amazon was founded by Jeff Bezos as an online marketplace for books. Okay, I'll move on to the celebrity column. And it's all about one subject. Jamie Foxx reveals more details of his illness. Jamie Foxx opened up sharing new details about the mysterious health emergency that left him gone for 20 days last year. Foxx was in Atlanta filming the Netflix film Back in Action in April 2023 when he became incapacitated in what his daughter Corinne called a medical complication. While Foxx still hasn't publicly disclosed what caused his hospitalization, the Oscar-winning actor did offer new information in a video shared this week on TikTok, which made its way onto other platforms. In the video, which was said to be recorded over the weekend in Phoenix, Foxx can be heard telling a group of people he had a bad headache on April 11, 2023, and asked for Advil. Snapping his fingers, he then said he was suddenly gone for 20 days. "I don't remember anything," he told the group. Foxx went on to say that his sister and daughter took him to the first doctor, where they gave him a cortisone shot, an injection used to treat pain and reduce inflammation. But doctors eventually told him something else is going on there, while pointing to his head. "I won't say it on camera," he added. "I went through something that I thought I would never ever go through," he revealed. "I went to hell and back, and my road to recovery had some potholes as well. But I'm coming back." Foxx also gave a reason for still keeping the exact details of his condition under wraps. "To be honest with you, I just didn't want you to see me like that," he said. Another update came last August. "You're looking at a man who is thankful, finally starting to feel like myself. It's been an unexpected dark journey, but I can see the light," he captioned a series of photos. In March, during the African American Film Critics Association Special Achievement Awards luncheon, Foxx teased how he was planning to publicly divulge more information about what happened. "Everybody wants to know what happened, and I'm going to tell you what happened, but I've got to do it my way. I'm going to do it in a funny way. We're going to be on the stage. We're going to get back to the stand-up sort of roots. It'll be called What Had Happened Was. And it's got all the things that happened, especially on our side of our community," he said. Foxx said he would address all the speculation that arose from his absence, including rumors of clone sightings, and that he dove out of a car to save this black woman's purse. He has resumed his gigs amid his recovery. He returned as host of Beat Shazam, and Back in Action movie is in post-production and set to premiere later this year. And some of the celebrity July 5th birthdays. Musician Huey Lewis, 74. Singer Mark Cohn, 65. Actor Dorian Wilson, 62. Actor Edie Falco, 61. Actor Gillian Armananti, 60. Actor Catherine Irby, 59. Actor Michael Stuhlbang, 56, or Stuhlbarg, excuse me. Rapper RZA, 55. Drummer Bengt Langerberg, 51. Actor Ryan Hansen, 43. And musician Dave Haywood is 42. And I'll move on to the ex-etiquette column by Jan Blackstone. And the question is, "I am my husband's second wife, and we have been happily married for 40 years. My issue is that whenever my husband thinks of a place or a person from the past, he will start by saying, when we were in Santa Fe, New Mexico. So I ask the obvious question, who is we? His response is, my ex-wife. For 40 years, I have told him that he shouldn't use the pronoun we, as he and she are not a we anymore. It hurts my feelings. He insists that we means me and someone else, and I'm taking the comment too personally. To me, he is being insensitive to talk about people and places he knew or visited with his ex-wife. He insists that I don't understand the meaning, usage of the word we, because I am not a native English speaker. If I were in his shoes, using the same example above, I would say, when I visited Santa Fe, New Mexico. He says that's wrong because he wasn't there by himself. What is good ex etiquette? And Jan says, the topic of your email prompted a huge discussion in a woman's group I oversee. The age demographic is mixed from 32 to 70, but I have to tell you, each woman who spoke up agreed with you. They also felt your husband was being insensitive. The fact that he diminished your concern by stating that you were being too sensitive sent a few into a spiral on gaslighting. Attempting to diminish the importance of how you feel by labeling you as too sensitive is not going to smooth over hurt feelings. On the contrary, it makes it worse. Notwithstanding that you've been married for 40 years and that degree of longevity hopefully points to your ability to work through disagreements. But if your husband has approached your feelings in the manner you explained, even if he thinks they are invalid, then above everything else, that has been a long 40 years and was very poor ex-etiquette. If you see it as insensitive and you express it to him as such, it's not up to him to decide if it is or it is not an appropriate comment. It's up to him to look for ways to understand why you feel as you do, and then together brainstorm for other ways to explain something that neither of you find hurtful or offensive. When your kids have moved out, putting each other first becomes the priority. Okay, I'll read the national bestseller list for this week. And first is hardcover fiction. Number one is called Red Sky Morning, but the morning is spelled M-O-U-R-N-I-N-G by Jack Carr. And that was not on the list last week, and it's number one this week. Number two is Swan Song by Elon Hildebrand, and that was number one last week, and now it's two. And the third one is Eruption by Michael Crichton and James Patterson, and that was two last week, and now it's number three. And number four is The Women by Kristen Hanna, and it's in the same spot as it was last week. Number five, Middle of the Night by Riley Sager. And that just entered the list this week at five. Number six, Camino Ghosts by John Grisham. Last week it was three. This week it went down to six. Number seven is The Midnight Feast by Lucy Foley. This one was not on the list last week, and now it went up to seven. Or I should say not on the top 10, because there are numbers after 10. Number eight, You Like It Darker Stories by Stephen King. Last week it was five. It went down to eight. Number nine is Funny Story by Emily Henry. Last week it was six. This week it went down to nine. And number 10 is Iron Flame by Rebecca Yarros. Last week it was seven. This week it went down to 10. Okay, hardcover nonfiction. Number one is On Call, A Doctor's Journey in Public Service by Anthony Fauci. Last week it was not on the top 10. This week it is one. Number two, The War on Warriors, Behind the Betrayal of the Men Who Keep Us Free by Pete Hegseth. And this went down from one to two this week. Number three, The Anxious Generation, How the Great Rewiring of Childhood is Causing an Epidemic of Mental Illness by Jonathan Haidt. And this is the same. It was three last week, and it's three this week. Number four, The Demon of Unrest, A Saga of Hubris, Heartbreak, and Heroism at the Dawn of the Civil War by Eric Larson. And last week it was two. It went down to four this week. Number 5, Burn, the Burn Boot Camp 5-Step Strategy for Inner and Outer Strength by Devin Klein and Morgan Klein. Last week it was not on the top 10, this week it's 5. Number 6, Apprentice in Wonderland, How Donald Trump and Mark Burnett Took America Through the Looking Glass by Ramin Sethuda. This was not on the top 10 last week, and this week it's 6. Number 7, What This Comedian Said Will Shock You by Bill Maher. And this went up from number 8 to 7. Number 8, How Leaders Learn, Master the Habits of the World's Most Successful People by David Novak. Last week it was number 12, now it's number 8. And number 9, Good Energy, The Surprising Connection Between Metabolism and Limitless Health by Casey Means. Last week it was number 15, it went up to 9. Number 10, The Friday Afternoon Club, A Family Memoir by Griffin Dunn. And this went down one spot. It was 9 last week, it's 10 this week. Okay, let me see. I don't have much time, but I'll try to read a review. It's called, If You're a John Grisham Fan Who Was Put Off by Last Year's Disastrous Sequel to The Firm, the new book, The Exchange, or also The Exchange, you might want to give another chance. The legal thriller, Maestro's Camino Ghosts, returns him to the general characters from his Camino Island and Camino Winds, who all check in and out of a remarkably prosperous bookstore on the fictitious Camino Island. Like the other Camino books, Ghosts is briefer and more light-hearted than the Grisham straight-up legal thrillers. No one gets killed or even seriously threatened during the course of the new book. Ghosts blends legal thriller elements with the friendly bickering of the island's residents. Bookstore owner Bruce Cable and his pals come to the assistance of a woman named Lovely Jackson, who is descended from enslaved people and is attempting to establish a claim on a now deserted island where her ancestors lived after they escaped from slavery. And again, the book is Camino Ghosts, and it's by John Grisham. And that's actually on the bestseller list. It's actually number 6 on the bestseller list. So, okay, I knew that music was coming soon. Okay, I'll leave you with a thought for today. You will never see the great things ahead of you if you keep looking at the bad things behind you. Well, that's the way it went on the back pages. I'm Chris Mabey. And so long until next time.